Henry Sid's plan for two parcels in the industrial park include a possible grocery, other retail, and office and residential. Peck told KPCW they welcome the plan, even while they still have questions.
We were expecting and hoping that we would get a project in that area, particularly if it involved a grocery store, as an overall look to have a lot of infrastructure and resources available for particularly the other developments that are going in, the village at Silver Creek. So this was welcome to see it come in. It does raise a number of questions, but it's something we're looking forward to working with.
She said it's a good location for the grocery store, though it is still a distance from Silver Creek Village with its contemplated 1,300 residential units. Peck thinks they can plan for traffic issues between Sid's location and the village further north on the frontage road.
The village was designed to really be more residential with some limited amount of retail, and it was really never the intention to have a large building, something 20, 40, even up to 60,000 square feet. So this area, frankly, was always kind of eyed by the county when we were doing the overlay zone and redoing the general plan. Everybody kind of thought that this would be a good area just because of the intersection, the roundabout, access to it. And hopefully, Village at Silver Creek and this area, we will be working on, you know, forms of transportation and connection to get to the grocery store.
At the current location, the applicant can build a store up to 60,000 square feet. Sid says he is not looking at a grocery that big. At the last meeting, the Snyderville commissioners asked to get an overlay of the zones in the area.
We were interested in having a bird's eye view of the area, and I think that'll help us in making some decisions whether we can change some zones, tweak some zones, incorporate some zones, do something that makes sense rather than having what could be a hodgepodge in the area.
And that's why you requested the overlay study?
Yes, absolutely.
And what will that what will that show you?
Well, that'll tell me right now what that will tell us what, you know, what were you what tools are we using currently? For instance, Home Depot, Village at Silver Creek, across the highway.
Peck said she hopes to have a number of work session discussions about the project.
And then I would expect another couple of work sessions, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, to work with the developer to basically see what, you know, what fits into this puzzle.
Snyderville Planning Chairwoman B. Peck. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.